Being joined on Radio On the Go Sports right now by Clarion Goldfield Owls boys wrestling coach Corey Yoder as we have reached the regional duels. And Corey, appreciate the time as always. Obviously, a fantastic regular season for you guys. You know, a lot of dominant wins, and you've tested yourselves among some of the other highly ranked teams throughout the state of Iowa as well. Just what can you say about your team's body of work here this year from that from a dual team perspective?
Yeah, Jonathan, it started on day one, our first tournament of the year, the Cliff Keen Invitational. We saw Albernette, Independence, Eddyville, Blakesburg, you name it. They were there at that tournament. We walked away with the title that year, and that showed our kids that we can get the job done, and we're right there with the best teams in the state. So, and we'll get that opportunity tomorrow night. Like I said, we've been waiting for this day the whole season. We're down to four dual meets left for that state title. We get one tomorrow night, we're three meets away. So, and that's been our ultimate goal all year, is to win this dual state title, which I've mentioned many times on when you guys are interviewing me. So that's our main goal. We get through tomorrow night, then we get ready for Saturday.
You bet. And I'll ask about those teams here in a sec, but throughout this season, have there been any I guess big challenges that you guys have kind of had to overcome as a team as far as you know, your dual team lineup, or has it been pretty smooth sailing? Anything kind of come to mind there?
Well, it kind of hurts a little bit, Jonathan, with losing Charlie Campbell for the year. That one hurt. It kind of made our lineup a little tougher, moving things around at 215. But other than that, every kid stepped up, Jonathan. I can't say enough about our team. Everybody stepped up and moved up a weight class when they've had to. So we've had a couple of injuries. We just lost Trayson Cope for the year, so due to another injury too. So we've got guys that will fill in, guys that are dropping down. So we'll be ready to go tomorrow night, I guarantee you. Our kids have been waiting for this all season long, and they're, like I said, they're only four duels away from winning the title.
All right, so you'll take on either Denver or Humboldt. First of all, I'll ask about Humboldt here. Obviously, a team that you know pretty well in the North Central Conference. If it ends up being them that you'll face here in the regional final, what would be the outlook for those guys?
Well, we dominated them early in the year, but I have a lot of respect for Coach Beeman. He does a great job with that program over there. They're going to come in and fight, regardless if they win or not. They're going to come ready to go. We did handle them pretty well in the dual meet, Jonathan, and we pretty handled it. Handled them pretty much at conference too. If we wrestle them, we'll be heavily favored against them. If Denver would come out on top, we did face them at the Doc Carr duels just a couple weeks ago and beat them 52-22. They have three really good kids. They have two-time state champ Bowden White and two-time state champ Gavin Landers, and their 215 pounder Cupkey's really good too. That's their main three guys, but we dominated that duel a couple weeks ago too, Jonathan, winning by 30 points. So we're going to be heavily favored in both of them, but like I told the kids the other day in practice on Friday, you can't look by anybody. This is a new season. It's a postseason. You can't look by anybody. Everybody's going to give us their best shot tomorrow night. So Denver, Coach Scar and Coach Beam will have their kids ready, but I'll have our kids ready to go too, because they know they're getting close to our ultimate goal.
You bet. And you might have just said it there, but what would be some of the biggest words of advice you'd have for the guys going into you know, this kind of meet?
Yeah, don't get complacent. Don't overlook anybody. We don't have that opportunity or option right now. We got to be ready to go 100%, getting guys down to weight, getting ready to go for tomorrow night. I'm excited right now, as you can tell. I'm so pumped for tomorrow. I've been waiting for this since last year when we got third place. Like I said, I've been talking to my mom about this. I've been counting down the duels. We're this close, Jonathan. So our kids have just got to focus and be ready to go tomorrow night and get that one meet. It's difficult for their two teams because they've got to wrestle at least twice. One of them's got to wrestle, and we're going to be wrestling once. So last year we had to wrestle both times, and we wrestled, as you know, we wrestled unbelievable last year. This is when we took off last year. So I will have our kids ready. We'll be ready to go, and we'll be ready for this big dual meet tomorrow night. And I know the Clarion Community School, Clarion Goldfield Dallas Community School, will be out in force tomorrow night in our gym.
All right. I know the focus is probably all on the team right now, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your honor you received last week from the Coaches and Officials Association Class 2A Central District Coach of the Year. What does it mean to, you know, be recognized for your peers with, you know, such an honor like that?
It was a great honor to be known for that. My dad got that award, Jonathan, back in 1991, and he actually went on to win the Coach of the Year in the high school too, the big one. So hopefully this is a precursor that I can get to the state. We can do a great job at duels and great job at the individual tournament. I can win that award, because it'd be great to place another trophy right beside my dad's. That'd be an honor to get it for the CGD school as well, and send Mr. Nelson out in a big way with the Coach of the Year, and hopefully a state championship for our school.
You bet. Would be super cool. Once again, that was a Clarion Goldfield Isles boys wrestling coach, Corey Yoder. Appreciate the time as always. Always a pleasure to talk wrestling with you, Corey, and looking forward here to the regional dual meet.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan, for all your great coverage, and we'll see you tomorrow night.